This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And the good Lord said, faith without works is dead. No, it is not a salvation of works, but if we have true faith, there will be works that will follow. This lady, this young lady is CEO Crystal Netherton. She's the CEO of Graceway Village, and you've had your hands busy in the work of the Lord after those tornadoes that struck down. I saw the devastation and started to cry the other day. You know, Michael took me on tour of Spanish Lakes, and down there, and even on the beach houses that are ruined, it's terrifying. Even my dentist lost the roof of his office and all that equipment. Oh, it's terrible. So welcome to our broadcast, though.
Well, thank you, Mr. Red. I appreciate you having me.
Great to have you here.
Yes. So Graceway Village has really done an important part of the effort with Lakewood Park Church. So after the storm immediately, Lakewood Park Church congregants really jumped into action. Mm-hmm. It really became a hub for the Lakewood Park area that was hit so hard. So Graceway Village stepped in, though, and was able to organize volunteers, organize the effort of distribution of this essential items to the client, and then also organize the donations that they were receiving. So we really just came alongside Lakewood Park Church and helped.
And what
them.
Is Lakewood Park Church? What kind, is it a non-denominational?
Yeah,
or?
So I believe they're Methodist, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is that the church I went to?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Lakewood Park Church is where we've been, distributing
that's
all
right.
the items.
So that's why we stopped there, because we thought you might be there. That's
yes,
right.
Sir,
I'm sorry.
You missed me that
Now,
moment.
I have no idea, and maybe my listeners and viewers don't either. What is, it's called Graceway Village.
Yeah, so Graceway
Now, did this
Village,
exist before you came along?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Did this exist before you came along?
Absolutely. So we started in 2009.
Okay.
And I came on in about 2012, 2011
wow.
era. So I started as a volunteer. Graceway Village is a wonderful 501c3 nonprofit organization
yes.
helping our community. And the birthplace of where Graceway Village was formed was with congregants of a Presbyterian church wanting to merge with another Presbyterian church on Virginia and 25th.
Okay.
So when they did that merger, this property was intended to be used for some sort of community effort. So the three major needs in our community were clothing for children, food for those that are food insecurity, and then housing for families threatened with homelessness. So those are our three main.
And this is all prior to the tornado. This is what
absolutely.
You normally do.
Since 2009, we've been doing.
Now you have
it.
A yes, store.
Sir. We have a clothing boutique, and we have our cafe. And
cafe.
Then,
now where's the cafe?
1780 Hartman Road.
Okay, and is that daily?
4 days a week is what our cafe operates, our clothing boutique.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Dinners.
Oh, dinners, okay.
Yes. Our clothing boutique operates twice a week,
okay.
Tuesday and Wednesdays, and we have great vision for the future to really help families threatened with homelessness. So we're going to be building a shelter that really will allow these families the opportunity to become self-sufficient.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I know nothing about you. It's our first time meeting. I already like you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
You're fine. But I'm very impressed. You're obviously quite young. Well, of course, with being 70, anyway. But so you look like a little kid to me.
Oh, how funny.
But. I would like to ask you this, as a CEO.
Sure.
Now, did you go to school to become a CEO? How did you get thrust into this position at such a young age? Somebody must have seen your leadership ability.
Thanks, Rhett. I love that question because it is undeniably the Lord. The Lord is what has orchestrated.
Don't you love it when he does it and you know?
Yes, absolutely. So like I mentioned before, you know, I started around 2012 volunteering. A friend of mine asked me to pick up a donation bin of clothing that was at our local church and bring over to Graceway Village.
So whenever one bin.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
So whenever I was bringing, you know, this donations over to Graceway Village and dropping them off, I just saw how much need existed in our community. I'm born and raised in Fort Pierce. My dad was also, and then I have my kids who are also still residing in Fort Pierce. They're 24 and 21. So
your children are 24 and 21?
Yes, sir. So three generations.
You look like you're in your 20s.
Oh, how funny. And then also my grandfather was there in Fort Pierce.
Word.
So four generations of Floridians, but also locals, you know. So whenever I saw just how much need existed, I couldn't unsee it. So I had to do more, right? So I started volunteering a lot more. And then a wonderful lady by the name of Linda Chastain, many of your listeners probably know her. She really saw something in me that I didn't know existed.
And who was she that she should notice this?
Oh,
was she
sure.
A leader?
So she was one of the church congregants. She's long time lived in Fort Pierce, multiple generations, and also really a founder of Graceway Village. And at the time, it was called Hope's Closet for Children.
Well, you know, talent is rare.
Yes.
But more rare is talent that recognizes talent.
Right.
The guy who ran Columbia Records for years, Clive Davis, said that in his book. Mm. Talent is rare, but far more rare is talent that recognizes talent. So that's nice that she recognized leadership qualities in you.
Yes. And I started by the main job was she wanted me to organize the sorting room. So I went from doing that to administrative assistant.
Now, hold on.
Yes,
no,
sir?
So were you a natural organizer?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's a talent, I guess, of mine.
Well, no, because I have a certain admiration for that, in that I'm a little on the spectrum and a little dyslexic and things. So there are those of us who are, they say, highly gifted in some areas and deplete almost, they use the word retarded, which I know some people don't want you to use that word anymore, in other areas. That's one of my weak areas. So I have great admiration for that, administrative. And it's you know, an academic. I presume you were an academic?
Well, some have, you know, other names for it. My kids, I try not, they sometimes will call
your
me
kids,
picky
what?
Or, oh, yeah. And I say, let's not use that. Let's say particular. So I'm particular, right?
Yeah.
But so she saw that in me, and I moved on from screen room manager to administrative assistant. And I loved that
Great.
Position because that was working really one-on-one with the client. And I believe every person has a story.
Yeah.
And seeing the clients come into our boutique, really, you get to know them on, and you get to hear their story and what's bringing them to get this clothing from Graceway Village, and providing hope and encouragement and a smiling face. And, you know, that's, I loved that position. But then the need for a COO came open, and I was asked to take that, and I jumped into that because of the organization skill, I guess.
Yeah.
And then whenever I did that for a few years, especially at the height of COVID, so really learning to think outside of the box and not just get stuck in our ways of doing things, and how can we help more, and how can we do it more efficiently. So I really enjoyed and thrived in that position. But then CEO became available. Our CEO at the time wanted to retire, and the board asked me if I would apply, and I said, absolutely. So it took a little coercing, but I did.
Yeah, because that's a lot to
just,
shoulder,
and,
isn't it?
And I just didn't see that within myself, but the Lord
guided that. Now, that's what I want to know.
Guided that.
Where do you see his footprint or his thumbprint in all of this, that you know it came from him? This, because it is written that God lifts one up and puts another one down, and it says promotion cometh from the Lord, and he had his riches without sorrow. A lot of people go out there and they make a lot of dough themselves, and they can add to their own sorrow, but the Lord addeth riches without sorrows. So tell me, how do you see his fingerprints in all this?
So looking back over the past 11, 12 years, you really see how he's trained me to go through every position so that I would have a knowledge. And I think he, you know, he calls us and he equips us. So he doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. I feel like he's
doesn't
just,
clean the fish. He grabs, right. catches the fish, then you clean it.
So I just feel like he has really allowed me to see every aspect of Graceway Village and really know the ins and outs. And also, you know, personally, I mentioned my son, 21, and you asked me earlier if I was, I forget what you called it, but book knowledge, you know, like in education.
Well, academic.
Academic, yes, and obviously I'm not.
Well, I don't think that's obvious.
Sorry. But
well, did you go
I
to
couldn't
college?
Think of the word academic,
did you
so
go
that
to
was
college,
funny.
Or?
No, sir, I didn't. No.
How refreshing. Well, no, but you're right on target because they're finding out that, you know, higher education, first of all, is big business. Okay.
Right.
And it used to be for the indolent rich. I mean, we're talking, you know, 100 years ago, whatever. And also places like Harvard, people don't realize, and Princeton were all started for ministerial, to teach ministers how to become ministers.
Yeah.
And so now we've gotten kind of carried away. And now you're having very successful, wealthy families who are saying, no, our son's not going to go. He's going to go learn air conditioning.
Right, because into the trades.
Yeah. I mean, you want to live well in Florida, get into a trade.
I think it's important to always follow his will for your life, right? And one needs to pray and consider the options and really seek his will in determining what their path is going to hold.
Well, it says in the scriptures, they're forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of truth. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine. He used to sell oil to pretty ladies on the beach in Key West years and years ago. He's now deceased. Anyway, he got born again to the Lord. Then he met his wife, Kathy. Then he decided to go to ministerial school, and then he went to 4 years, and then he went to the thing, and then he was with the Baptist, and after getting his degree, they said, oh, you can't preach. Why? Oh, we didn't know you're divorced. You're not allowed to preach in any of our churches. He ended up with some little church in upstate Florida, and anyway, keeled over dead on the ocean, and I loved him, Shane, and, you know, I thought, maybe forget about all that schooling. If you know the Lord, jump out on.
That's
why don't
right.
you go to the beach now and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? You don't have to be forever learning. I mean, it's nice to have intellectual entertainment.
Well, I think we are forever learning, though.
We are.
Because he's always
and that's
teaching
a good
us
thing.
To things.
But Jesus said, forever learning, never coming to, or maybe it was Paul, never coming to the knowledge of truth, meaning that, like Jesus said, on that day, he said, many will come to me saying, we did signs and wonders, we cast out demons in your name. And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you, but you who visited me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison, you did that to me? Come in. And the guy will say, what do you mean? I don't remember you, Jesus. We don't remember you. So when you did it to the least of these, you did it, my brother.
Did it for
me. So that's it's great what you're doing. Anyway,
thank you, sir.
It opens up the door. It's important that people know you don't have to have.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day. Tossed and turned.